new year. We'll pray and then we will jump right in and see what the Lord wants to say. Father God, we come to you this morning with expectant hearts, hearts that appreciate who you are and everything that you allow us to have and you prevent from happening. God, we praise your holy name and we thank you for being our God. We thank you that you are absolutely the best gift that we could ever receive. We thank you for the salvation that you paid for through your son, Jesus Christ. God, this morning, I pray that you will open up our hearts and our minds to receive what you would have for each one of us, Lord. I thank you for the ability to speak to my brothers and sisters. I thank you for a word that comes only from you, because that's where our power and our comfort comes from. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. The scripture this morning comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 5. I hope and trust everybody had a merry, merry Christmas and a happy new year. Man, what a good time to spend with family and friends, and God just continues to bless each one of us in so many awesome ways, and I definitely want to honor him for that. Because he doesn't have to. He does it because he wants to. He does it because he can. He does it because he loves us. What I want to talk about for a few moments this morning is a question that I find myself thinking about a lot. And the question would be, where does your comfort come from? Where does your comfort come from? I know with Christmas going on the past couple of weeks, you know, even the past month, you know, buying gifts, trying to find this or that, trying to find that perfect gift. I don't know if a lot of you were like us. Some packages didn't make it in time. And that's frustrating because, you know, I feel like you put in the work, you put in the planning it takes. But, you know, there's a huge storm that came through. The businesses, you know, all businesses are going crazy pretty much. And they didn't make it. And I almost felt like some of it was the end of the world. But life went on. Still had a Merry Christmas, still had a Happy New Year. Some packages still haven't made it. And it, you know, sometimes it is frustrating. But what I was reminded of by the Lord in such an awesome, awesome, powerful way is that my comfort can only come from him. So many times in my life, I'm sure in a lot of our lives, we felt like if we buy this car, it'll make us happy. If we get this kind of house, this kind of clothes, these shoes, whatever it may be, this type of jewelry, whatever it may be, we feel like that would comfort us. And sure, it made me feel better for some moments or even maybe some weeks at times. But as soon as the quote unquote newness wore off, I was back to feeling empty. I was back to feeling in such a way that I would desire the next greatest this, the next greatest toy, the next greatest piece of jewelry or business or trying to get to this accomplishment. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with having goals and dreams. I actually believe it's scriptural, comes from scripture that we should have to try to attain these goals. There's nothing wrong with having personal financial goals. I believe that's something that the Lord wants for each one of us, is to give us financial freedom. But there is something wrong when we look to those things to comfort us. There is something wrong when we look for something that we can buy to help us in a way that only God was meant to be able to feel. I know a lot of people with addiction problems, myself included, I would look for that next high to make me feel powerful or make me feel loved or make me feel comforted. And it wasn't until I received the salvation from Jesus Christ that I could say that I was whole. And even after I was whole, when I got focused on things of the world, I would go after them and I would feel empty again. And soon, I thank God for his power and his reminding me, listen, the only way you can fill yourself up again is with my presence, is with my love, is with my forgiveness. So this morning, as we jump into the scripture, it's 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 5. This is Paul talking. And it said, and he says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort." Verse 4, "who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God." Verse 5, For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds through Christ. That verse 5 right there said, verse 4 says, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. What Paul is saying here is, listen, when we're going through tribulations, he didn't say if it happens. He says, as we're going through these tribulations, Jesus said, be of good cheer. You're going to go through many, many troubles, but I've overcome the world. There is one thing the Bible teaches us is that we got to go through something. He doesn't say that we have to stop there and linger and go through depression, but he does say, listen, stuff's coming your way, but be of good cheer because I have overcome the world. In other words, Jesus is telling us, listen, it's coming your way, but you don't have to face it like the world faces it because you already have victory in me. One of the greatest songs when I was a kid was Victory in Jesus. One of my staples that I go to, I absolutely love that song. And what it says throughout the whole song is, listen, I have the victory because Jesus is on my side. So this morning, brothers and sisters, I have good news for each one of us. I know we're all facing something. We're all facing some kind of confusion, some kind of attack from the enemy. And even a lot of us, a lot of trouble and tribulation that we've brought on ourselves. But God tells us it's all good. Be happy, be victorious, but you got to do one thing first. You've got to find your comfort in Him. Paul says, listen, we're going through something and we're going to comfort you the way that we're comforted as we're going through. But there's a catch to that, brothers and sisters. You can't comfort other people if you're not being comforted. You can't help somebody with something you don't have. You can't tell somebody, listen, as you're going through this, do it this way, if as you're going through it, you're not living victorious. You see, like the old saying says, actions speak louder than words, and I believe that with everything within me. You see, as I'm going through something, I can encourage my wife, but if she sees me getting my brains kicked in by the devil, then she's not going to listen to me like she would if she saw me living victoriously. Paul says, listen, as we're going through this, we're going to comfort you with the same comfort that we're receiving. So the first thing that we have to be willing to do this morning is to realize that our comfort comes from God alone. Well, Brother Alan, how do you get this comfort? How do you receive it? And my answer to you is in your quiet time. Is in your time that you spend just you and God 101, in your time that you meditate on the Word, in the time that you listen to the Scriptures, in the time that you watch people preach that you trust, that watch people that you believe and that you know are speaking the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, is one of the greatest ways that I get comforted. I say, God, I need you to comfort me. Well, how does God comfort us? And the Bible tells us in John chapter 14, verse 23 through 28, I might not get through all of it, but I'll get through a couple of it. John chapter 14, verse 23. I love how Jesus tells them this. Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word with which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. Verse 25, these things I have spoken to you while being present with you, but the helper, your Bible may say the comforter, but the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I have said to you. Verse 27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you, not as the world gives, do I give it. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Verse 28, you have heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back to you. If you love me, you would rejoice because I said, I am going to the Father, for my Father is greater than me. Brothers and sisters, I've read that scripture hundreds, if not thousands of times. And it wasn't until early this morning that God showed me something in that scripture. When verse 28, when Jesus says, listen, you have heard me say, I'm going away and coming back to you. The latter part of that verse says, if you love me, you would rejoice because I said, I'm going to the Father. You see, this morning, the disciples were sitting around and they were trying to understand this new way that Jesus was talking about, the Bible says that they had left everything they known. They didn't have another way of life. They were putting it all on Jesus. They weren't fishermen anymore, so to speak. They didn't have money that they were used to. They left all of the things that they relied on. You see, brothers and sisters, it's not until we put our trust in Jesus and say, okay, God, do with me what you want to do, and until we get vulnerable. These men were vulnerable. They had nothing but Jesus. They stayed with him day and night, night and day. And Jesus was telling them something. He said, listen, I'm about to leave you. And Jesus told them something that blew my mind this morning. He said, listen, you should be happy that I said I'm about to leave you. Well, wait a minute, Jesus. You're the one that gives us life. Jesus, when you're here, miracles are happening. Jesus, when you're here, I have peace. I have love. Could you imagine standing in the presence of God in the flesh? Could you imagine that kind of power, that kind of anointing, that kind of peace, that kind of love? I mean, they were living in victory. Nothing could harm them. They were with the creator of the whole universe. And Jesus told them something as crazy as, listen, I'm about to leave. And not only I'm about to leave you, but I want you to be happy. Dear God, if some of us don't get our paycheck exactly the minute we're supposed to, oh, Lord, our whole world falls apart. If some of us didn't get the certain package for Christmas that we were wanting to get our kids or our family, our wife, whomever it may be, our whole world falls apart. But these men literally stayed with the Savior day and night. And he said, listen, be happy, I'm about to leave. Be happy, be comforted, be overcome with joy because I'm about to leave. He said, listen, you got to be happy that I'm leaving because I can't send you back something until I leave. I can't send you back the Holy Spirit. I can't send you back the Comforter until I go away. What in the world were these men thinking? I would have been sad. I would have been like, okay, Jesus, but I know that sounds like a good plan, but I need you to stay here. I need you to stay here because we're winning with you here. Yes, people are coming against us, but you are the one that has all the answers. You are the great teacher. You're the great I am. You're everything that we've been looking for our whole life. And you're telling me to be happy. You're telling me to be rejoiced. You're telling me to be overcome because you're leaving. And brothers and sisters, the reason I believe Jesus was telling them that is because he was trying to scream at them to see the big picture. You not getting that Christmas present sucks. Yes, I know, because I didn't get some things that I was supposed to get, and it made me frustrated and it made me mad. But in the big picture of things, is it really that big a deal? Absolutely not. That flat tire or car not working or whatever it may be, or having a sickness or a cold over Christmas or the holidays. Yes, it sucks, but is it really that big a deal in the big picture of things? I believe Jesus was telling them, listen, you would have been rejoicing if you saw the big picture, because I've got something as great as I am coming to each one of you. I've got something better than I am, because when I send back the Comforter, he's the one that's going to be with you forever. He's going to be the one that stays with you forever. And this morning, brothers and sisters, I know it's difficult at times, it is for me, but if we can find comfort in the words of our Savior, if we can find comfort in the Bible, comfort in the anointing of God, then I promise you that is everything that we stand in need of. Over Christmas, well, I guess it did start before Thanksgiving. Joshua got sick. He was sick for about a week and a half, something like that. And when I say sick, I mean 104 degree fever, several days. And I would, go back and forth to work, and you know, he was tired. He was sick. We went to the doctor and they couldn't figure it out and all this kind of stuff. But it pulled on me. It did. I felt like I was confused, and because I was like, God, you know, I prayed a prayer of faith. I felt like we had done the things that we were supposed to do. And so when I'd come home, especially when it was fever, it would be 104 for hours and those type of things. I could see that he was worried. I could see that he was, confused about everything going on. But I could also see that when I would come next to him and just pat his head and talk to him, I could watch instantly him calm down. I could watch as my wife would talk to him and hold him and they would, sit there and play a board game, whatever it may be. I could watch him calm down. And then sure enough, a day after he felt better, the next day, Isabel started hitting high fevers next. And I could watch as Alex would talk to her, as I would talk to her, as we'd spend time together. I could watch her calm down. I could watch her rest. Because my son and my daughter found comfort in my wife. They found comfort in their father. They found comfort in their family. We would reassure them that all things are going to be okay. We would reassure them that, listen, we love you and God's got it. And we would speak to them with the same comfort that we've been comforted from God. You see, there's times in my life that God has comforted me in very, very bad situations. While I was sitting in the middle of prison or had guns to my head or a knife to my neck, whatever it may be, because I have been comforted in many, many afflictions. My wife, when she got kidnapped and things had happened to her, she has been comforted in many, many afflictions. So therefore, we could comfort our kids with the same comfort that we received from God Himself. And brothers and sisters, this morning I want to encourage you that I'm sure most of, if not all of you, have been comforted with the Spirit of the living God. And that is what people stand in need of. People are literally begging you. They're waiting for you. They're standing at the door waiting for you to comfort them with the same Holy Spirit that you have on the inside of you. You are important in the kingdom of God. You are powerful men and women of God. You are strong and you are forgiven, and the world is waiting for you to show them how to be comforted. You have the Spirit of the living God on the inside of you, brothers and sisters. And because you have that Spirit, it's the same Spirit that raised Christ Jesus from the dead. It's the same Spirit that was on Peter. It was the same Spirit that was on Paul. It was the same Spirit that when Elijah hit that water that it split. It was the same Spirit that split the Red Sea for Moses. It is the same and only Spirit of the living God. And that is exactly where our comfort comes from. So this morning, I want to encourage you to see the big picture. I want to encourage all of us that Jesus said, listen, I'm going away. And if you trusted me, if you believed me, if you understood what I'm saying, then you would be happy. This morning, I'm happy that Jesus went away. I'm happy because I needed an advocate with the Father. Because Jesus went away, he sits, the Bible says, and he makes intercessions for each one of us night and day and day and night. And because Jesus went away, he sent back the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the one that will guide us and to lead us into all truths. And it is available to each one of us. Brothers and sisters, I pray that this new year brings us a comfort that we've never experienced before. I pray that as the stock market's doing its thing and politicians are doing their thing and, business is crazy, chain supplies are crazy, trains are crazy. All this is going on in the world. We had a storm come through yesterday. I pray that everybody was safe. I pray that we have a comfort that surpasses all understanding. I pray that the peace comes on each one of us like we've never experienced, because this new year brings a new opportunity for each one of us to say that our comfort comes from the Lord alone. There's nothing wrong with having nice things. There's nothing wrong with trying to acquire certain things as long as we put them in perspective. As long as we understand that God Himself is the only one that can fulfill us. He is the only one that can fulfill and fill the void that's on the inside of each one of us. And His name is Jesus. Let's pray. Father God, I honor you this morning. God, I pray in Jesus' name that this year will bring about for my brothers and sisters and my family something like we've never experienced before. God, I pray for an anointing to come on each one of us that we can share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I pray, God, just like I watched Isabel and Joshua be comforted by the words of my wife and myself, I pray that kind of comfort over us as we listen to your words. I pray that as each one of us spends our quiet time alone with you, whether it be riding down the road or at home, wherever it may be, God, I pray that you will give us the confidence of this very thing, that he that hath begun a good work in us will not stop it until the day of redemption. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for every plan that you've placed in each one of our lives. I speak prophetically over my brothers and sisters, and I call them victorious in Jesus' name. I call them strong. I speak blessings upon them. I pray, God, in Jesus' name, that you will blow their mind with their finances, God. I pray that you will allow them to experience things debt-free kind of things, God. I pray that you will continue to show us this year your love and grace and mercy. God, by faith, I consider all these things done in you, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.